we bought that, and that was moving up because we went from a terrace to end terrace to a detached.
So was that a new house when you bought it?
Yeah, that was detached.
We already had new houses.
We had a detached house there, and then I bought a piece of land in Queen Edith's Way, and it was a piece of land off a house. There were 80-foot plots originally, right? And this firm, the person who built this one, had built on the one part of it, and all the other part was a garden. And the old gentleman there had it. He got planning permission to build on it. And I see it in the paper, Ted. Now, didn't I, that night before? I went up the bank first to see the bank manager, who I knew. And I said to him, there's a plot of land going down. So I said, can I borrow the money? He said, boy, as he used to speak, he said, just boy, he said, make sure, it's all lend you the money. He said, but make sure it's got planning permission. That's all I asked him, make sure. So I went down to see the man. Somebody else had been to see him in the meantime, so they can see where. I went down there, I tried to knock him down in price, as you do, and he wanted 7,000 for it. I know it doesn't sound very much now.
Which year was this?
73. I went down there and saw the man, and I said to him, he said, well, that's only been on the, he said to Mr. Whitmore, he said, that's only been on the market 24 hours, I'm going to stick to me 7,000. I said, right, I'll have it 7,000. We shook hands there, and from there on. And I finished up with a 35-foot plot, because that was 40, but that was 35-foot plot. And I built a house on there, which was 35, about 32. We had a foot up that side and so we'd get past it. An integral garage, so that we had bigger, more room upstairs and down. And downstairs we had a lounge, dining room. We had a lounge, dining room and a kitchen. So upstairs that gave us good four bedrooms and a study, didn't it? Because Mum used to sleep in the study when she came. And I built the house. Obviously, I'm in the trade, don't forget. I got my subbies, anyway, bricklayers. Because I couldn't do it all myself. I'd done a lot of it myself, the woodwork. But at the end, it was getting a toll end. And we did employ a couple of carpenters at the end of second fix. But I'd done all the roof with one of my apprentices. Because we always had apprentices on the firm. And I'd done it with him. I paid him cash, and he'd come and help me every weekend and evenings. We put all the roof and all, because it was a semi-roof, you know, where you have a room and the room's in the roof. So it was a lot of woodwork. There had door windows on it. 132A.
So how long were you there for then?
10 years.